from KQED.
While most people steer clear of shark-infested waters, some folks here in California pay big bucks to take a dip in the ocean near some of the most feared sharks in the world, the great white. The Farallon Islands off the coast of San Francisco are one of the few places on the planet where the brave can test their mettle. At 5:45 on a brisk morning, a dozen sleepy people boarded the Superfish at the Emeryville Marina. They're up early for a rare sighting of one of nature's top predators.
Why sharks? They're beautiful, mysterious, efficient creatures that just deserve a lot of respect. And just to see one in the wild, it's an amazing way to see it be in the water with it, knowing that it's their home, and kind of makes the odds even.
That's James Mosquito. He's the co-owner of Great White Adventures, the only company in the U.S. specializing in cage diving with great white sharks. As the sun slowly rises, they head 27 miles out to sea. The Farallon Islands, a wild outcrop of granite, come into view. They're craggy, otherworldly-looking mountains with a stink of sea lion excrement that has a knockout effect. Mosquito's been on thousands of dives here throughout the years. He returns every fall. That's when thousands of seals and sea lions give birth, and the great white make their violent attack. It's a dramatic and elusive spectacle, and people here pay $775 to get lowered into a cage about a dozen feet underwater to catch a glimpse.
Yeah, you won't need that snorkel.
I know, I'm taking it off.
If you need that snorkel, we have a whole other problem.
By early afternoon, the boat anchors near the southeast island, a prime feeding spot. The great white sharks that hang around the Farallon Islands are adults that can range in length from 14 to 21 feet. Fierce hunters and swimmers, they prefer the frigid 54-degree water, where almost zero visibility helps them surprise their lunch. While divers get in the cage, four at a time, Mosquito offers a few tips.
Lay down on your belly, lay down flat in the cage, and that's the best way to be in there.
Flat?
Yeah, you just lay down. And that does two things. One, you're a little bit lower, you can see a little farther, deeper in the water.
Yeah, exactly.
And you look like you got that nice silhouette of a seal shape going for you.
So if a shark gets near you, what do?
Take a picture of it.
One man asks how much is known about their mating habits, and Captain Mick Minigulp is quick to answer.
White sharks are looking for two things. They're looking for food and they're looking for sex. We've got lots of pictures, lots of film, video footage of them feeding, but none of them mating. If you could come up with a little bit of shark porn, you'd be a very rich person. It sells for thousands of dollars per second.
As the day progresses, divers get out of the cold water and into a hot tub on board and crack open a beer. For some, like Megan Stately, it's their first experience in the open ocean.
It's always something that I thought was really cool. I never thought I'd actually do it until my friend Teresa texted me one day and just said, how daring are you? And I was like, well, that depends. And then she threw this out there, and I was like, I'm in. Hands down, I'm in.
Mosquito says people come to experience great whites in their natural habitat for a lot of different reasons.
Everybody who comes out here has kind of like their own story, whether it's the bucket list. Some people come out here to go across their fears. People have been afraid of the water and jumping full bore to jump into a cage surrounded by great whites.
But on this day, no one had the chance to conquer their fears. After 10 hours at sea, not a single shark was spotted. As Captain Mick revs the engine to start the journey home, a few folks here say they're determined to come back at a reduced rate. That postcard from the Farallon Islands was produced by Carly Naren. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The online team includes Olivia Hubert-Allen, David Weir, Lisa Pickoff-White, and David Marks. Our interns are Jenny Simone and Nicholas Arce. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Polly Stryker, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.